7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode. And if you guys have been following along the last couple of days, one, we have been talking about the NFL rule changes and what that means for us, the fans, and the NFL in general. Two, we've been talking about fantasy football draft strategies. And three, Tim was knocked out in a training session and is no longer going to be a part of the UFC 225 card. So
Tim doesn't have a chin.
Yeah, no chin. He actually got knocked out by a bag of ice. Someone swung it over their shoulder because they needed to put ice in the bath. And needless to say, he is out. They have declared him medically unfit to compete. It's like a what was that? Khabib Nurmagomedov versus whatever. And yeah. Conor McGregor came in like a crazy person. That bag of ice to Tim was his Conor McGregor. So he is out of the fight with CM Punk, a.k.a. Mr. Phil Brooks.
Hopefully he could still attend and do his media obligations, and hopefully we see him on pay-per-view, Josh.
That'd be interesting. This episode we are talking about none other than a different draft strategy as the first one we did. Of course, the first one was the running back heavy draft strategy. I love that team that we came out with. We went real heavy running back, three running backs to start off. Then we went wide receiver, and then kind of really still hammered home the running back position. This time, we are going to be discussing zero running back draft strategy. So, Tom, you want to explain exactly what that consists of?
Zero running back is a strategy where you put off taking a running back until when I do it, it's either fifth or sixth rounds the first time I target a running back. But you're going off of players who are normally more consistent, players who normally don't get hurt. When you think a player is getting hurt, normally it's a running back. It's kind of a volatile position at times. So we're going to hit that wide receiver spot, those guys that normally stay healthy. Maybe a quarterback, maybe a tight end in there as well. But Josh, we are not taking a running back before round six.
Okay.
So, well, we're gonna do it pretty extreme here and see what our roster looks like.
Well, that makes my dick soft, Tom, because
not a dick wiggle.
I love taking running backs early and often. So this here is gonna be very interesting because again, I'm not a believer in taking a quarterback before the sixth or the seventh round. So taking a quarterback here, probably we're gonna have to go early because you're not gonna go five or six wide receivers deep to begin. No. I mean, you could, but I just don't see that happening. Obviously, our running back position, you have to imagine, you're looking at ADPs, it's going to be not good when we get there. So we're probably going to have some choices of rookie running backs, some probably guys that are in timeshares. So I'm not expecting a lot of clear-cut number one options.
This strategy can work. Do not do this strategy if you are in a non-PPR league, the former like ESPN standard league. Now,
oh yeah, you have to be in a PPR league to pull this off.
In a PPR standard or in a PPR scoring league, this can work, and I really think there's going to be good value at the wide receiver, possibly even tight end. We might see a tight end slip a little bit. Possibly quarterback as well. Everyone's going to be running back hungry this year, running back heavy. If you don't get the good ones, they're going to be gone quick. And if you are doing this strategy, make sure you like some of these rookie running backs.
Let's jump into this. Where are we picking, Tom?
It's random. We got eight.
Pick eight. All right. I don't hate it and I don't love it because if we got like pick two, I'd be pissed off that I had to take like Antonio Brown at two. Nothing wrong with it, but it should go running back, running back, running back at least. And then you can start considering a wide receiver. So here at pick eight, who are our options?
All right. So the first seven picks, the big five running backs went off the board, and the top two wide receivers, Hopkins and Brown, also off the board.
Okay.
So we got OBJ, Keenan Allen, Michael Thomas, our boy. I don't know if we're going to be able to pass him up. Julio, Kareem Hunt, AJ Green. So the normal back end of a first round in most leagues right now.
So most of the time, a lot of people are going to be leaning towards Julio Jones with that offense. You have to remember Matt Ryan, when he comes into his second year in a new offense, what does he do? He usually does pretty well. Yeah. So Julio is a very strong possibility here. Michael Thomas is my boy. I don't know if I can pass him up. But you got to remember OBJ is coming back from injury. He should be 100% healthy. He's going to be playing for a contract. He's got a lot of issues going on. He's got to kind of silence the critics. So for me, I probably lean OBJ.
I don't hate it, Josh. As much as I want Michael Thomas, I think OBJ gives you more upside. I think his ceiling is higher. I think he's got the potential to have that 90 catch season, 1,600 yards. He's got that potential to average over 100 yards per game and get double-digit touchdowns. I think this pick makes sense. He's my wide receiver three, so it does make sense here. I'm locking that in, Josh.
All right, wide receiver – or I'm sorry, not wide receiver every – zero running back strategy, going with wide receiver number one, OBJ.
All right, so the computer hates us, and they just took the next five best receivers. Keenan Allen, Michael Thomas, Julio, AJ Green, Doug Baldwin just went off the board. We saw Saquon, Cook, and Kareem Hunt. So right now, we are not touching running backs. Best available, Devontae Adams. We got Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill. The big three tight ends, I think it's too early to get them. What are you thinking?
Honestly, when you say those names, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, I don't see Adam Thielen as a number two wide receiver, even though theoretically he is. I'm sorry, but I'm going to take Mike Evans. Mike Evans, you have to remember, not last year, but the year before, he was one of the top wide receivers in fantasy football.
Yep.
He did have a down year last year. But they are finally going to use Chris Godwin the way that they should in this offense. They have O.J. Howard. They have a bunch of weapons that should free up Mr. Mike Evans.
Yeah, Mike Evans, it's kind of weird. He has a good year, then a down year, good year, down year. Yep. It's been like that. It's been peaks and valleys throughout his whole career. I think he's going to have a bounce back year this year. A lot of people forget how much this Tampa Bay offense passes the football. Jameis Winston missed some time last year, but this team, I believe it was over 4,500 passing yards last year. He should be the clear-cut target hog in this offense. He's a red zone threat. Mike Evans is our wide receiver too. Really can't beat that.
No.
I like that, and especially with the strategy we're rolling with, that's good right there.
Yeah, I like Mike Evans here.
All right, so got to wait a little bit for our pick. A couple more receivers off the board. All right, your boy Adam Thielen went off. Fitz, Cooper, Diggs, Hill. So a bunch of receivers we like. My boy T.Y. Hilton, the pick before us. Also saw Gronkowski and Ertz.
Yeah, if we could have stacked Hilton there, that would have been nice.
Yeah, I definitely like that, especially with the two guys we have, both kind of consistent. You get that big play, big threat, especially if Andy Luck and his robotic arm is back. Getting him as your wide receiver three is nice.
Yeah, Winter Soldier would be awesome there.
All right, so receivers. We got AR-15, Alshon, Josh Gordon, Demaryius. But Josh, one of the big three tight ends is there. Is it too early to take one? Mr. Travis Kelce is there. He's my number one tight end. I don't know if he's your number one on your rankings yet.
He's teetering between one and two. And honestly, everybody has Gronk one for the most part. Not me. I actually have Gronk number three on my rankings this year.
Me too.
Year. Do you?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I have Kelce and I have Ertz teetering between one and two. 1 week I'll have Ertz. 1 week I'll have Kelce. I don't think the Eagles did as much as everybody thought they would do in addressing the tight end position. Yeah, they drafted a tight end in Mr. Joe Dirt, but at the same time, it is not really – it's a two tight end offense. It's not going to take that much away from Mr. Ertz. So Ertz is gone. Kelce is your clear-cut option there. And Mr. Mahomes is rocking that ball in Kansas City. And the best – friend of a new quarterback is going to be your tight end. He is the best option in that offense. Throw the ball to Kelce. I'm fine with taking a tight end here with third round.
Yep.
maybe a little bit early.
It's the end of the third round, though.
But I'm all right with that.
So we're gonna lock Kelce in. Still, we're not touching the running backs. What's kind of crazy? LeSean McCoy just went right after us. Uh-huh. He was still on the board. He'll be in some people's top 12 at running back.
I'd still probably take Kelce over LeSean McCoy. I don't know.
It's crazy. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And right after him, we see AR-15, Jeffrey, Josh Gordon go. And then it's that kind of that wide or running back two group went. Jordan Howard, Alex Collins, yeah. Kenyon Drake. Really, I like Collins out of that group, but I'd much rather have Travis Kelce over
him. I agree.
Demaryius Thomas also off the board. So we're still we got to get probably another wide receiver. I don't think there's a tight end available that I want. You know, we got Evan Ingram, too early for him. Olsen, too early. Rudolph, we got Juju, Marvin Jones, DJ Moore went in the fourth round.
Jesus.
Let's see, Golden Tate's available. Your other boy, Jarvis Landry. How about this, Josh?
None of those names are sexy at all.
I know you're gonna hate this. Try to bear with me.
Okay.
Quarterback one, Aaron Rodgers is there. Come on. Nope. Look, we're trying to get top-tier talent here.
Sell me on it, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is a game changer. He's a guy, I believe it was two years ago, what he did in the fantasy playoffs when he was averaging over 30 points per game. When this guy is healthy, they just drafted two cornerbacks that are going to help put the football back in his hands. That defense should be improved. I like Aaron Rodgers here. When this man is healthy, he's the best in the game. He's the GOAT, and he's a game changer. I don't like it, but his ADP, he's normally being drafted in the third round. We're getting him at the middle or close to the middle of the fourth round.
Interesting.
Yeah, Juju, Marvin Jones, Jarvis.
Yeah. Mr. Aaron Rodgers, you had me a hello. You're on our team.
So look, we got quarterback one. We got tight end one
for us.
We had wide receiver two or three in OBJ. Another top 10 wide receiver, Mike Evans. Look, we're pounding those positions that aren't running back.
Yeah, it's not bad. You're honestly, and what running backs were available right there?
We had Rashad Penny, Mixon, Henry.
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers at that spot.
Look, so week-to-week basis, we're going to have an advantage pretty much on every team, almost at wide receiver one, wide receiver two, tight end, and quarterback.
Yeah.
That's a lot of advantages there.
And again, this is the whole purpose of the zero running back draft strategy. You're filling out your roster before you get to that running back spot, and we went in knowing we're going to sacrifice there.
Yep.
So.
All right, a couple more tight ends off the board, so that's kind of going to limit our options. Not going to be able to put one of them at flex. Ingram, Olsen, and Rudolph all off the board. Russell Wilson off the board as well. Right now, Josh, we can't pick a running back yet. Not letting us.
Okay.
Wide receivers. Funchess, we took him in our last draft. We got Julian Edelman. A little bit of injury risk. How many times has he stayed healthy for a full season?
Two seasons out of the last nine seasons, he played every single game. So just an FYI for anybody that's looking to draft Julian Edelman, I like him. He is a, I'm assuming, a very nice person. Never met him, but he can't stay healthy.
So that's a little too early for me, especially when we're abandoning the running back spot. You can't take that risk. Also got Michael Crabtree, should be the new number one in Baltimore, and Mr. Bobby Woods. What are you thinking?
Oh, man. It's very interesting because Mr. Bobby Woods went to the Rams and flourished, kind of flourished with the possession receiver downfield role.
Yep.
They brought in Cooks to be that guy that stretches the field. Now it looks like they have, God, I always forget his name, white dude.
Cooper
Kupp as the red zone target guy. Honestly, I'm really high on Michael Crabtree. It's funny because you look at the Baltimore Ravens, they offered pretty much the same contract to Dez Bryant that Dez Bryant turned down. They gave it to Michael Crabtree. And honestly, for that offense, I'd rather have Michael Crabtree, I think.
Yeah.
Less of a cancer, in a sense, to that offense or that team as a whole. But Crabtree proved last year that he is a very capable receiver still, and he can still put up some numbers. I'm actually quite shocked he was gone after last season, but him going to Baltimore, I like that fit a lot, and I think he's a very under-the-radar type wide receiver.
And someone has to catch the football in Baltimore.
Rashard Perriman is not catching the ball.
Willie Snead.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Willie Snead's not. He saw like six snaps last year. That's it.
So Crabtree in the fifth. I don't mind the value. I think he's going to be Baltimore's number one. We're getting him as our flex right now. So that kind of gives us a little bit of wiggle room. All three of our receivers, different buys as well. That is important. Locking in Michael Crabtree in the fifth round. All right, so sixth round. Josh, we're gonna be able to draft a running back now.
All right, let's do it.
I give you permission. Bad news is
let's draft a good one.
Darius Geis just went off the board. One of my boys.
That sucks.
Josh, we're in some trouble.
I bet we have. Let's see who's available.
Think rookie. That's probably the best available. Second tier of rookies.
Like Derrick Henry, he's got to be there, right?
No.
No. Oh man, let's think.
Suspended running backs.
No way. Mark Ingram?
He's there. He's best available right now.
Yeah, we cannot start our season with a running back that is suspended for four games. Yes, you may have him later down the road, but we cannot start him. We cannot do that. So who else we got?
We got, let's see, Rex Burkhead.
Holy hell.
Deion Lewis.
Nope.
Tevin Coleman.
Oh, God.
Sony Michel. Royce Freeman. Marlon Mack. Carlos Hyde. Chris Thompson. It's not pretty.
So, again, everybody, this is the factor of going, or the outcome of going zero running back. You're stuck with one of these guys. Tom, I don't know, throw a dart.
For me, probably the best available guy. I'm going to go based off where this team drafted him. It's going to be a rookie, and I think if you're doing the zero running back strategy, you got to feel comfortable with rookie running backs.
Saquon Barkley.
I wish. That'd be nice. But us at Pony Kick Sports, last year, what did we tell everyone? Don't be afraid of rookie running backs.
Yeah, don't be.
They're going to carry you. And then five of them finish in the top 12.
True.
Like we said.
Very true.
We didn't have the exact five, but...
We had five.
Yeah, it could have been seven if all things went well. But I'm gonna say Sony Michel, Josh. I don't think you're going to love this pick. I'm locking it in. You're not even going to get a choice. But look, Deion Lewis is gone. Look what he did. He was a top 12 running back last year. Sony Michel was brought in to replace him.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. And Sony Michel, what does he do? Well, he catches the ball in the backfield. Yep. So half-point PPR, I'm fine with it. Rex Burkhead is still going to be somewhat of a factor. James White, he's still there. It's still going to be running back by committee. And having him... As a number one option, it's really iffy, but you're really taking upside.
Yeah.
Because you gotta look to see what Deion Lewis did. You gotta look to see what James White did. You gotta look to see what Mike Gillisley did week one and week two last year. There is opportunity for these running backs, and if he does strike while the iron's hot, then our team is looking okay.
And the Patriots, that backfield, it's a little hectic at times. You know, we've seen guys get in that doghouse. But the thing with him, he's going to add that value with receiving the football. And they draft him in the first round.
Yeah.
That means they're going to want to use him.
They got to use him.
They believe in
When's
him.
When's the last time Belichick has drafted a running
Lawrence
back?
Lawrence Maroney in, like, 2006.
And they run the ball a lot with him.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Don't like him as our number one, Josh.
No, I hate it.
But... It is what it is. So we're probably going to be pounding that running back spot now. We're going to have to pepper that position, try to get as many as we can with our next couple picks. Mark Ingram off the board. Rex Burkhead, the other Patriot running back, off the board. We got pretty lucky. A lot of the other teams already addressed that running back spot. So we still have a few decent guys left. Your boy Royce Freeman from Broncos is available. Lamar Miller, he should be the lead dog of Houston. Deion Lewis, timeshare in Tennessee. Rojo, your other guy. Marshawn Lynch. So there's still some starting running backs available. What are you thinking?
I love Royce Freeman. I think he's going to be lead dog for the Broncos.
Yep.
I actually have him ranked ahead of Sonny Michel. So getting him here makes a lot of sense for us. The only reason why I think it fell like this for us is because Royce Freeman has who does he have? He has got Devontae Booker, and he's got Henderson there that could possibly take carries away. But I think getting him here makes tons of sense.
Yeah, something you got to think of. We're drafting kind of early right now.
Yeah.
Probably after camp, Freeman won't be available
here. Yeah, exactly. Freeman's going to move up probably two rounds by the end of when drafts come around, like third week of preseason.
Yeah.
So,
with the sweet spot for the zero RB strategy, you might have to go wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver your first three, and then hit running backs. Because I really do agree with you, Josh, about Freeman, his value going up. But getting him in the seventh round, I think that's pretty good value right there. He should be the starting back, and I really do think his ADP is going to go up. My boy Andy Luck, Mr. Winter Soldier, just went right after our pick. A couple receivers.
Did you ever ask him how Wakanda is?
I did not.
He should.
That's probably where he went instead of the Netherlands, like people were saying.
His name will now be the White Wolf.
That's not good. You're not going to like what just happened, Josh. A little running back. We had Deion Lewis, Lamar Miller, and Rojo off the board right before we picked. I was kind of hoping Rojo went or lasted till we got to pick so we could start off with three rookie running backs. That kind of fits our
Lamar
style.
Miller would have been all right there. Yeah. I wouldn't have hated that.
But we got there's still some decent guys. You still think peppering that running back spot's the way to go right now?
I think it might be, yeah. I think we got to try to get as much talent at that running back spot that we can. Unless if there's a wide receiver that we like.
Robbie Anderson, Marquise Goodwin, Devontae Parker, Aguilar. So we're going to go running back here.
All right.
But we got Chris Thompson, PPR beast. We got Carlos Hyde, Crowell, Marlon Mack, Mac Daddy. We got Tevin Coleman. What are you thinking?
It's interesting. All across the board right there. Who were the first couple?
Lynch, Crowell, Hyde, Chris Thompson.
So
Coleman, Mack.
Chris Thompson automatically pops into my mind.
Yeah.
Because he is a PPR guy there. And it has been said over and over again that Geis will probably be the 1 and 2 down guy. And Chris Thompson is that number 3 guy. But you still have Samaje Perine there as well. But Marlon Mack has no Frank Gore with him at all anymore. And they drafted two running backs, right? So it may be, quote-unquote, writing on the wall that Mack is not the guy, but Mack was a decent draft pick last year, right?
Yeah.
A third or a fifth?
Fourth.
Fourth, in the middle. All right, I was close. So a fourth-round pick last year, and you're drafting two running backs. The one running back is going to be like a Tyreek Cohen kind of version, and then the other guy is your bulldozing type running back. I kind of like Mack here with upside.
I agree with you. When I'm taking these flyers on running backs, you got to look at that offense. And if Andrew Luck is healthy, when he is healthy, the Colts offense is formidable.
Yeah.
And Frank Reich coming over from the Eagles system, those running backs were successful. Yeah, it might be a little bit of a running back by committee, but right now he is taking the RB1 reps in training camp, in the OTAs, and all that. So I think that's the right pick right there.
Yeah, any running back now at this point in time, they are in a timeshare of some sort, some way, somehow they're in a timeshare. You have to go with the guy that has the most opportunity to be the number one. As much as I love Chris Thompson, we know he's the number two option. Marlon Mack, we know he's the number one option, but we know he's splitting time as well, but he is the clear-cut number one guy right now.
All right, so a little bit till our next pick. We saw Duke Johnson. It's a guy I might have thought about taking over Marlon Mack.
I agree.
Because I think the Browns will probably be bad again. I don't think they're going to be winning a ton of football games, maybe 4 to 5, but that'd be a big improvement. So he'll be getting a lot of the receiving yards. Peyton Barber, you're the backup to Rojo, possibly. CJ Anderson, another guy splitting carries. So you pretty much told everyone all these guys splitting carries. Yeah. No one's for sure right now. Running back wise, we should probably still keep hitting it. We got three right now. Two of them are rookies. One's in somewhat of a timeshare. We got Kerryon Johnson, Jamal Williams, Deontay Foreman, Tariq Cohen, Aaron Jones, Samaje Perine. It's kind of ugly right now, Josh.
So at this point in time, you mentioned Jamal Williams. This would be a spot, if we win Jamal Williams here, our next pick has to be Aaron Jones after mm-hmm. that. And at that spot, I'm not super excited about, because if it was like our fifth and sixth running back, I'd be fine with that. Yeah. But if this is our fourth and fifth, that doesn't really tickle my balls for me. So I would probably take, again, the guy with the most opportunity. Now, he does have a running back with him that does run the ball very well and very hard in a LeGarrette Blount. But Kerryon Johnson was an early-ish draft pick for the Lions, replacing an early-ish draft pick previously made by the Lions in Ameer Abdullah. I like Kerryon Johnson. He's got a lot of comparisons to Le'Veon Bell's type of running style. I think he fits in pretty well with the Lions.
You read my mind, Josh. We're on the same page right now. That's good. Glad Tim's not here. He would have probably suggested taking Justin Tucker right here.
Probably.
That's the type of fantasy player, Tim.
Mitch Trubisky, please.
For me, though, it would be between Kerryon and Jamal. But I think Kerryon, look, second-round pick. So, obviously, they're believers in them. First round, what'd the Lions do? Frank Ragnow. They got a center. They believe in running the football. Matt Patricia's there. I think this team is turning the corner. They're going to actually be able to run the football. I think Kerryon Johnson's the most talented running back there. There's definitely a chance LeGarrette Blount could steal a bunch of carries.
But oh, yeah.
Come week 5, 6, 7, somewhere around there, Kerryon Johnson, there's a good chance that he's the bell cow running back there. And I don't mind getting him as our running back 4 right now.
I agree.
All right, so right after us, Jamal Williams went. Kenny Stills, Delanie Walker, some more receivers. Are we going to go 5 straight running backs?
If we have to.
I kind of think that's what you have to do. When you just, for the first 5 rounds, when you just completely forget about the running back spot, you just got to keep peppering it with guys and hope they hit. So right now, a bunch of backup guys. Samaje Perine, Bilal Powell, Nyheim Hines, he's a guy I like. Still too early for him. Tariq Cohen, Aaron Jones. If we got Jamal Williams, we could have got Aaron Jones there. That's a possible option. A nice stack. But it's a guy. I'm going to say we go with a guy that we drafted in our last draft, Josh. Nick Chubb. Getting him as our 5th guy. He's got a potential to be the bell cow in Cleveland. Spend an early 2nd-round pick on him.
Yeah, you don't spend an early 2nd-round pick on a running back and not plan to utilize him. So, again, this is like tail of the tape right here. This is writing on the wall where we think Nick Chubb's ADP is obviously going to move up eventually, just like how Mr. Freeman's we think is going to move up as well. So we will probably see – what round is this?
10th.
This is 10th round. We're probably going to see where Chubb moves up another 2 rounds. And if Carlos Hyde is cut, we might see ADPs where Carlos Hyde was going, which is probably the 6th round, 7th?
He went, let me look. He went 8th.
8th round. All right, so another 2 rounds like we just discussed. So I'm fine with Chubb. I didn't want to take another guy that we already drafted, but the value is too good here, and it just makes a lot of sense.
Josh, so we drafted 5 running backs.
I'm fine with it.
4 rookies.
Hey, we've talked about it before last year, and we were on the app Sleeper Bot, and we told people, rookie running backs, don't be afraid. Tom mentioned earlier, don't be afraid of rookie running backs. They produce more than you think, so don't be afraid of them.
I agree. I'm not scared with this draft strategy. Getting 4 rookie running backs. 4 guys. I like all of them. I like all the guys we got so far.
All have running back one possibilities.
100%. All right, so we're in the 11th round. My boy Nyheim Hines went. Dede Westbrook, Tyler Lockett, Jack Doyle. So our team's pretty deep right now. We got 5 running backs, 3 receivers, studs at tight end, quarterback. I don't think we got to address that anymore. I think we got to get some more depth, either running back or receiver. I'm just going to list a Five best available players, Josh. LeGarrette Blount, Cameron Meredith, Jordan Reed, Rishard Matthews, and Mohamed Sanu. Pick one.
One more time.
LeGarrette Blount.
Nope.
Cam Meredith.
Nope.
Jordan Reed.
Nope.
Rishard Matthews.
Maybe.
Mohamed Sanu.
I hate Sanu.
We got three receivers right now. We like Crabtree as our flex.
Not in love. But I like.
What are you thinking right there?
I don't hate Rishard Matthews. He's okay.
Who's the number one for the Tennessee Titans?
Exactly. You can make a very astute observation that it could be Rishard Matthews, or it could be Corey Davis. Corey Davis, obviously a top pick last year, but it could be 1A, 1B.
100%. And they got a new offensive coordinator in there.
Yeah.
Who worked with the Rams, who likes to spread the football out, should be running some more spread systems. So they could be passing the football more, trying to get all the benefits of having a Marcus Mariota at quarterback.
Are we going with a Tennessee Titans player here?
I don't love it, but I think he's the best available.
We might have to do it.
Out of any receiver left, I think he's got the best chance to be the number one for the team.
Yeah, out of those guys, I do agree with you.
So we're going to go Rishard Matthews, 11th round. Quick turnaround. Those guys I just listed went in that order. Tyler Eifert also off the board. Doug Martin.
Ooh.
The Duggernaut.
Heard he's actually giving Marshawn Lynch a run for his money for the starting gig.
There's potential that we see him move up in ADP right now going in the 12th round. Another tight end, Vance McDonald. So, kind of address the wide receiver after we hit that pretty heavy. We've got the five running backs that we hit. You know, right now we got a bunch of backup running backs. We've got a bunch of quarterbacks. When you draft a quarterback that early, Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a waste to go a quarterback. Even with there's Big Ben, Jameis, Matt Ryan. Best available receivers, though. We're going to go with, Christian Kirk, Martavis Bryant, Josh Doctson.
You got to remember, Martavis Bryant is now on the Oakland Raiders, who have Jordy Nelson and
Amari
Cooper. So that's a lot of mouths to feed right there. Two big name wide receivers. So automatically, Martavis Bryant is off my board. It's kind of crazy to say because last year he was a possible number two wide receiver. Yep. Who was the first one?
Christian Kirk. Some other of the rookie running backs available.
Just not in love with a rookie wide receiver.
Mike Williams
is a possibility.
This guy, we drafted Chris Godwin last time. We can get him again if you want.
I kind of want to go rogue. Who else do we have?
Doctson.
So, Doctson is a very fascinating option for the fact that, who is their quarterback now?
Alex Smith.
Interesting. What wide receivers did Alex Smith have in Kansas City?
Tyreek Hill was the main one.
And? That's about it.
He's number one.
Albert Wilson. Who is the other guy? Robinson. He had a couple big weeks as well. So you look at Josh Doctson, an early draft pick.
First round
pick. Should, what is this, year three, right?
Yep.
He's got to make a leap. If not, they're going to cut ties with him coming up. So you have Alex Smith. You now presumably have a running game with Darius Geis. They brought in a couple other wide receivers. They have a running back that can catch the ball on third downs. Theoretically, Josh Doctson should be their number one guy. And I think out of all those wide receivers, he is the guy that could be a true number one. So I think we go there.
I like the upside. I like where your head is at, Josh. And people always forget. It's receivers, it takes time to develop. Year three is the golden time for them to blow up. We've seen splashes. This dude is a big play, big threat in the red zone. Great catch radius, good size. I like this pick, 12th round. It's roll the dice.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of talent right here. I'm feeling pretty comfortable with the depth we have at the other position. So getting Doctson there is our wide receiver five. I like that a lot.
All right.
Now we're going to the 13th round. Woo! Still no defenses off the board, Josh. Last draft we did, what did we take? Defense in the 12th?
I think so, yeah.
All right. So, look, you know, we kind of negated the running back spot. That's our weakness. We got number one quarterback, number one tight end. Let's get the number one defense right here. So we got at every other, pretty much at most positions, we have a huge advantage. Get Jacksonville. They've got a chance to get splash plays every week. That defense is the most talented defense in the NFL. We get them here in the 13th round. I think it's very good value.
Yeah, with the last draft we did, we took the Eagles early to make up for the wide receiver deficiency. So here, if we take the number one defense to make up the lack of points generated for running backs, I love that idea. And I actually don't mind taking defenses early if we have to.
Yeah, because some people, I say, always get that running back depth. We could have a Wayne Gallman.
Yeah.
Orleans Darkwa, Latavius Murray.
Give me the number one defense.
100% agree. All right, going to the 14th round. Only two rounds left. We beat everyone to the punch on the tight or on the defense.
Good.
Four defenses just win off.
Idiots.
All right, need a wide receiver. I think. Josh, you know
who's available?
Not many guys.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Chris Godwin. He hasn't been drafted yet. But I'm gonna try to suggest something new. Look, you had an idea getting Josh Jackson.
Yep.
Because there's a chance he could be the number one.
Which, yeah, very strong in possibility. Washington.
Let's double down. They just paid a wide receiver $40 million to come in and be their number one. I'm kind of shocked he's still on the board. Paul Richardson from Seattle, big play threat. Let's get these two guys. Let's see. They should be the number one, number two guys in targets for this football team. Let's see who can develop and be the wide receiver one for the Redskins.
We saw what Paul Richardson could do in a limited basis when he played for the Seattle Seahawks under Russell Wilson. With no offensive line, no rushing game, no nothing. He's going to a team and a quarterback that has a decent quarterback in Alex Smith. An offensive line that is presumably a little bit better.
Yeah.
A rushing game. Defense is not falling apart / getting cut and traded. So, theoretically, we are getting two wide receivers in Josh Doctson and Paul Richardson who could both be number ones. And you know what happens later on in the season? One of these guys blow up and we trade one of them for a running back that somebody probably drafted in the sixth round.
Yep.
Give it to me.
Deal. All right, well, every other pick in the 14th round was a defense, Josh. So we read this draft the right way. If we didn't go with Jacksonville there, we probably would have ended up with the Texans, which isn't terrible.
Not terrible.
But I'd much rather have Jacksonville. Yeah. All right, last round, all kickers. Best available, either Dan Bailey, Mason Crosby, Harrison Butker.
Yeah, give me Robbie Gould.
We go with Robbie Gould.
I'm just joking. Harrison Butker for me. I love the butt kicker.
Yeah, I like Kansas City's offense this year. You know, Patrick Money Mahomes, he's going to score a lot of points. I feel like they're going to be in a lot of shootouts because that defense is kind of garbage. But really, 15th round, get that kicker. And for me, when I'm picking a kicker in the last round, I'm just going off their week one matchup, and I'm going to stream them the rest of the year most likely.
All right, man, what's our roster look like? Let's go quarterbacks.
Quarterback, we only drafted one this time.
Yeah.
It's because we drafted one early, Aaron Rodgers.
He's can't go wrong.
Best in the game right now, bye week 7, so we're going to start in the first 6 weeks and possibly either drop either like one of our late-round receivers we picked and get a guy to stream.
Gotcha.
Running back, abandoned it early, so we didn't take one to the 6th round. We got Sony Michel, Royce Freeman, Marlon Mack, Kerryon Johnson, Nick Chubb.
And you know what? When we were making this draft and I started hearing what running backs were left, oh, man, I was so distraught. And especially our first pick was Sony Michel. And I was like, shit, we are effed in the A right here. But then we got some pretty valuable picks. Royce Freeman, the Rolls Royce. We got Chubb later on, which I think he's going to be the starter. And we got some other valuable guys as well.
I would have possibly liked to get one more or try to address a wide receiver or running back position in the 5th round. It just didn't work that way. But I feel comfortable with the rookies we have. I think there's some high upside. The floor might be a little lower than we like, but we're hoping that our wide receiver position, quarterback, and tight end and defense could all carry us.
Agreed.
And at our wide out spot, we got OBJ coming back from an injury. Mike Evans, who should have a bounce back year, potentially be a legit top five wide receiver option this year. At the flex, another receiver, Michael Crabtree, should be getting peppered with targets in Baltimore. We also got Rashard Matthews, Josh Doctson, and Paul Richardson.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, what we're going to be looking to do later on in the season is take one of those wide receivers, either Josh Doctson or Paul Richardson, or Rashard Matthews, whoever emerges as the number one in their offenses, because you got to remember, Rashard Matthews blew up that year that Corey Davis was there, Davis was there. And take one of those wide receivers and maybe one of these rookie running backs and try to get a solid number one guy that somebody took early in the early rounds.
Yep.
So if we can do that, our team's looking stacked.
100%.
If you could take a Chubb and a Rashard Matthews and fling that for a Jordan Howard, if you are interested in Jordan Howard there, you're sitting pretty good right there.
Yep.
That's not bad.
At the tight end spot, we got Mr. Travis Kelce.
When you
draft a tight end that early, you don't need a backup. You're going to be starting him week in and week out.
Stream it.
He doesn't really...
Or not stream it. Plug and play. Yeah. Sorry.
He doesn't have the...
sounded like Tim. Jesus.
He doesn't have the consistency of Zach Ertz, but he gives you those games where he's scoring over 20 points and where he's going to win a week for you and gives you a big-time advantage.
Totally agree, man. It's Kelce again, one of our top two tight ends, and getting him as the third overall tight end in this draft. I like it. I like where we're at. And then to finish off with defense, the number one defense on the board, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Can't beat that.
No.
We got a reliable kicker. I don't mind this team, Josh. I don't think I like it as much as our running back heavy draft. But I think this formula can work if you're picking later in the snake draft.
Yeah.
Picks like between 7 and 12, I think this strategy can work. You're going to get good value at the wide receivers position. I think if we passed on Kelce or Rodgers, our flex position would be looking better if we had three stud wide receivers there. But we got premier talent at a lot of the positions.
You're stacking the three guys, right? You have Rodgers. You have a stud with OBJ. You have a stud with Kelce. You could say you have a stud with Mike Evans. Those are four rock-solid guys right there. And those are your core positions. So I'm liking where we're at, but if I'm comparing team to team, I like the running back heavy team compared to the zero running back scheme.
Fantasy Pros gave us a grade. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say a 76.
76?
Yeah.
91.
Oh, no, I was thinking 82, my bad. 82.
So we got an A-.
All right.
And
I don't see how we got that high of a rating, but again, when you have two of the top wide receivers on your team, the top wide tight end and the top quarterback and top defense, number one, I guess I understand.
This team can compete. You know, a lot of people are scared from this draft style. 2016, 2017, this was one of the most popular draft styles. Wide receivers were more consistent. They were more reliable. And now running back came back to life.
Yeah.
And they are back to dominating fantasy football. You know, there's always a bunch of variants. A lot of times when people zig, you got to zag to get that advantage. That's what we did in this draft. And I think with this team, there's going to be weeks where this team just blows up.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be weeks where our running backs don't do crap because we're kind of rolling the dice every week with them. But I think there'd be a lot of like hills and valleys with this team, but I think it'd be a contender.
Yeah, I think it'll be a contender. Give me the running back heavy team, though.
I agree.
I take that.
It's hard to beat that team.
Yeah, that's it's tough. I mean, you got to just remember, like, you could either have, you know, a mediocre running back in those early rounds or, you know, you either have mediocre running backs later on in the draft, 6, 7, 8, 9, and stack heavy. So, again, two different, completely different draft strategies. But again, this strategy here, the zero running back, PPR only. Please don't do that in a non-PPR thing. Anything else, Tom?
That is all I got. Good exercise. It's good to get these practice in. I suggest all the listeners do the same thing. Get ready for draft season. It's right around the corner.
And honestly, like how we just said, we were sticking to our guns and staying with a zero running back strategy and not picking a running back before round six. Don't get stuck on one thing.
No.
Drafts change all the time. Believe me, I don't take a quarterback before round seven. We took a quarterback super early here. So,
and in our last draft.
Yeah, and in our last draft. It always changes. Everything changes. So keep all your options open. You could start with a running back heavy and then actually turn out to do something different. So we'll see what happens. Good luck with your drafts coming up. And obviously there are ways away. So keep listening. Keep getting your tips. And keep picking up pointers that we're going to be dropping to you guys. So. Without anything else, we are done. Hope you guys enjoyed the zero running back draft strategy that we have here. Again, for Tom and myself and Tim, we are at Pony Keg Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Keg Sports, at Pony underscore Keg underscore Tom, at Fight Talk Tim, and you guys can always email us Pony Keg Sports. And again, Tim is not fighting CM Punk. Fight is off. And you can, what's my name? The Mr. Shits and Giggles, man. You can call me that. All right, we'll see you. Bye.